Welcome to Read It Reddit. We will be reading from r/IDon'tWorkHeyLady. Our first post is by No Refuge for Degenerates. This just happened as I was leaving the supermarket. As I told my hub about it, he suggested I post it while fresh. Stopped there to pick up a dish sponge and half a gallon of milk, ended up doing a full grocery shopping. Excited at the prospect of going home with one less task pending and more time to play Trove with my son, I walk my cart full of food to my truck. This is where the IDWHL mess began. The parking lot is fair-sized for this supermarket. I drive a Ford F-150, and because it is raised, I find it easier to park towards the back of the lot, so I can avoid the risk of not seeing someone walk behind the truck or park in my blind spot. About halfway through the parking lot, a man, maybe early 50s, begins calling out to someone, and I don't pay it any attention, since I'm on the phone with a relative. The call was short, and I hung up with my relative a few seconds before reaching my truck. I then get my shoulder grabbed and pulled by the same dude who was making noise at the front of the parking lot. Me, entitled mediocre prick SE, supermarket employee me, what the fuck? Don't touch me, dude. Emp, didn't you hear me? You need to take my cart back. Me, what? No, I don't. Walk it back yourself. Emp, just do your job, you lazy bitch. You kids don't know how to work. Come on, go do what you're supposed to. At this point he grabs my arm and tries to budge me. I'm 5 feet 10 and 200 pounds. A prominent aspect of my job is lifting heavy items. You will not budge me if I don't want to move. Me, I told you not to touch me. I also do not work here. I'm not wearing a uniform. I have no work badge. I'm trying to put the groceries I bought into my fucking vehicle. Leave me the fuck alone. I wrenched his hand off me, and was so pissed that instead of punching him, I turned away, and slammed my cart into my truck, so I could finally leave this asshole's orbit. Emp, how dare you fucking touch me? And you just scratched that truck. I'm gonna get you fired and arrested for being a shitty employee. Now the SE, young man who picks up the shopping carts, jobs over to see what's up, and is treated to witnessing me trying to get my groceries in my truck and the emp asshole grabbing my bags and slamming them on the ground. At this point I'm all sorts of done, and ask the kid to call the manager and the cops and to pull up camera footage. I'm gonna need it. SE is like a deer in headlights, but sets off to get help. Emp is now trying to keep me from getting in my truck, because asshole. The whole time he is screaming at the top of his lungs about how I will be fired and arrested. SE came back, manager unavailable. Great. I asked the SE to stay back, since Emp is unhinged, and used a small spray bottle of outdoor bleach mixture I keep in my purse to sanitize my work gear when I remove it. Sprayed it in Emp's eyes and that got him to budge. I then sat on Emp, and I guess all that shit was enough for the manager to show up when SE went back a second time to get him. The security guard was very quiet as he restrained the Emp while we waited for police. The manager apologized and asked for my receipt so they could replace my groceries, and then showed the cops their footage of the clusterfuck when they arrived. Turns out Emp has a history of assault against women, shocking, I know, and an attempted kidnapping last year. The SE theorized that Emp may have been trying to get me closer to his car, since the cart drop-off was 2 cars away from him. I'm pressing charges and the supermarket is gonna have to switch security companies. Where the fuck was the parking lot security guy? Chatting up teenage girls on the other side of the parking lot. I'm so fucking pissed, because it could have gone way worse for me or another woman. Update, got a call from my lawyer this morning that Emp was trying to get released from custody last night because his elderly mother made a scene at the station. My lawyer wasn't having it, and knows I sure as shit wouldn't either. Bail was already high, but the on-duty officers were ready to let this asshole walk out because they didn't want to hear her whine and scream anymore. WTF. His ass will have to sit tight until Monday or Tuesday. I read through most of your comments, thank you to those that have been supportive. I live in the Caribbean. Not the 50 states. pepper slash wasp spray, gun are not options here. I'm black. I have to think 15 steps ahead before I defend myself and ask for help, because it may cost me dearly. 5 feet 10 inches and 200 pounds does not deter men from being shitty. I'm not muscular in a mainstream way, although some of those comments had me wheezing. I use bleach for work and for defense. If you choose to, I hope it helps. *TO those in the mindset that assume this is fake or overkill, I feel bad for the women in your life. The crap slash danger they face, they might be facing alone because of that attitude. We'll update this coming week when we go to court. Thanks guys. Our next post is by Lurking Like Freddy. My neighbor is a 70-something cat lady who will take me to lunch every other weekend in exchange for lifting all the cat litter and cat food at the pet store and then unloading it at her place. Last December, before everything, the store decided they weren't letting carts leave the building, so I took the first bunch of bags to the car and went back while she got the car started and pulled up to the doors. On the last trip inside, a Karen grabs my wrist and snaps, "You're helping me next." I give the "sorry, I don't work here" spiel, and she seems to absorb that I'm not wearing a polo and khakis and that I'm listening to music. This does not stop her though. "Well, you'll still help me anyway." And, with the desperate yawn of having held back a joke I'd wanted to make for years, I said, "You'll have to buy me dinner first." And left. Our next post is by One Abe Slumlord. TL, doctor at the bottom. Not sure if this really belongs here, but it's tangentially related. About 12 years ago, a few years after I started working for the government in a very particular security agency, not part of the deep state, and I can't find anyone who is, I would stop at my neighborhood grocery store on the way home once or twice a week to pick up fresh items. During the winter I would wear a long dark overcoat atop my suit and, as the fashion of the time, a black fedora. Me, being clueless as to how I looked, would happily complete my shopping. I took little notice of what went on around me. Fast forward about a month. As I'm shopping, an older man wearing a manager name tag approached me. He asked if he could speak to me for a couple of minutes and then proceeded to show me around the store. I, still in an utterly clueless state, am confused when he begins to point out abandoned, half-filled grocery carts. After a few minutes I stop him and asked what this is actually about. "Store manager, this happens every time you come in, and I think you're coming in from your office." Me, an LT, nods, and still confused and GT, "Store manager, haven't you heard what the customers are whispering?" Me, an LT, shakes head, even more confused and GT, "Store manager, they keep saying federales, federales, and then get the hell out of here." Me, an LT, blinks in complete bafflement and GT, "Store manager, they think you're a federal officer here to arrest them." The light bulb in my head finally gets some juice and light spills through my brains and out my ears. I lived in an area with a large undocumented visitor population, and still do, nice people. Coupled with the three initials emblazoned in white on a dark blue lanyard hanging around my neck, it all suddenly makes sense. I turned a little red in the face. "Store manager, mind not coming in right after you get off work, cause it takes us about an hour to round up all the carts and put the products back on the shelves." Me, sure. "Sorry about this. I didn't know." "Store manager, oh, we know you didn't know." He didn't say it in a mean way, and we both chuckled a little. After that I did not go shopping dressed in my office clothing. I got a free 6-pack of soda the first time I showed up on a weekday, dressed in civilian clothes. The entire staff knew about me. TL, doctor, clueless federal employee terrifies local shoppers by wearing work clothes while shopping. Gets asked by store manager to stop doing that. Our next post is by Thigapen. Cast, Mimi K the voice police and my mommy, a really nice employee who I hope is doing well. See the child alright. To preface this, I'm not at a legal age to get a job, but apparently to this lady I looked like I am. Also I have a deepish scratchy voice. I was at a store with my mother because she wanted wine and cigarettes, So I was just walking around for a bit, until I spotted C trying to reach something. I walked over to her and said, "Hi, do you need help?" Trying to make my voice a little higher and sweeter as to not freak the kid out. C said, "I can't get her the card." I grabbed the card for her and gave it to her, then turned around to leave when K enters the aisle. C says, "Thank you," while I'm walking away, and without think I just said, "You're welcome," in my normal deep, apparently boyish voice. K walked up to me and said, "Excuse me, did you help my daughter with something?" She didn't say it in a rude way, so I just said, "Yes ma'am," and figured that was it, until she grabbed my shoulder while I was again just trying to get back to my mom. I said, "Can I help you?" And she asked what part of the store had frozen food. I told her and pointed her in the direction and again tried to leave. She grabbed my arm and waved down. EE walked over and asked what the problem is, and Kay said, "Your co-worker is scaring me and my child," with her voice. I was shocked because I never thought this would happen and just asked, "How am I scaring you?" E said, "I'm sorry ma'am, but she doesn't work here." Kay started raising her voice, "Yes she does. She helped me and my daughter, so obviously she does work here." I again told her I don't, and to let go of my arm. She refuses and starts yelling. E tells her, if she doesn't let go of my arm then he will call security. She lets go, and demands, "Fire this girl now." Speaking like that to a paying customer is disrespectful. E again calmly tried to tell this woman, "I'm not an employee." I give her a look of back quote, "Can I leave now?" And he nods, so I left to find my mom. Our next post is by LoverPotion_9. This is more of a "I used to work here, but no longer do" sort of story. So I used to work for a very well-known craft store that also sold a lot of fabrics. I was so excited to get hired on at this store because I absolutely loved shopping here. My love for this store quickly went to shit. We were forced to wear these huge, neon green aprons that we weren't allowed to take home and wash. I'm a small woman, about 5 feet 3. My apron came down to my ankles, and my managers refused to order me a smaller size. Well, along with my apron dress, I was also scheduled 4 to 8 hours a week. I basically got paid enough to afford the gas to drive to work. I also had a manager who hated me for no apparent reason. I'd ask for a quick restroom break and get threatened with a write-up. Show up early for work, get accused of trying to rip off the company for extra money. Just blatant harassment. It's worth noting that I worked here for 4 months, and none of the managers, including the GM, remembered my name. The breaking part for me was when I got my new schedule for the week, and my GM had me down to work 12 to 14 hour shifts every day that week. I told my GM about my college class hours, and she told me to just skip because they needed me more since she was going on vacation to Mexico. Ha. No bitch. You can't remember my name and now you're gonna work me to death because you wanna dip out suddenly? Nope. I didn't show up for work that first 14-hour shift for the week, and nobody noticed. Fast forward to the end of the week, no calls from anyone. Okay lol, peace out. Now for the good part. I hadn't worked there for about 3 months when I get a random phone call. I answer and I'm instantly getting screamed at by some super pissed off lady. I deleted the store number, so I didn't realize it was my old GM calling me. "GM, where are you? You were scheduled to be here at 11 a.m. and it's 2 p.m. Get here. Now." Me, who the hell is this? "GM, how dare you? Have you forgotten who you're speaking to?" Me, yes actually. "GM, I'm writing you up as soon as you get here. You better get here as soon as possible." Crazy bitch hangs up, and I'm sitting there like, did she just now realize I haven't been showing up for work? There's no way, right? Well, I decided to be an ass and I showed up to the store. Walked right up to my old boss, hoping she'd just lay into me so I could get her fired for yelling at a customer. Nope. She didn't even realize who I was. I ended up buying some mermaid scale print fabric and giving the store a super shitty survey, and using the GM's name personally. Blocked the store number as well, lol. Edit, I really didn't expect this story to get as much attention as it did, lol. But since it did, I'm gonna clarify some stuff. Yes, they really kept me employed there for the 3 months I didn't show up for work. No, unfortunately I didn't get paid for them. After my encounter with Crazy Bitch, sorry it was so anticlimactic, I received an email from the company asking me to give an exit survey about my time employed with them. I dragged this company to the 9th circle of hell and back. I blasted the horrible management, the fact that I wasn't allowed to keep anything in my work locker after my shift, and the awful treatment of other coworkers by the grams. She got on the headset one day, and threatened to slap the gay out of one of the people working at the fabric cutting center. I did get a response from corporate, saying they would look into it. Right now I have no idea if the GM is still there. I'll stop by on my next day off and see if I have the unfortunate luck of running into her. Our next post is by Tiny Mouse in Blue House. A few years ago I, F/20, went to a Party City type store here in Europe with my best friend, M/22, to buy some supplies for my birthday party. I've never been to this particular store, so I was just looking around, picking up stuff, and asking my friend if I should buy this or that, him giving me advice on if that's useful or just a waste of money. For context, I was about 18 at that time, had on a short black shirt dress, sunglasses, big gold hoop earrings, Vans and a small handbag. Was in the middle of the summer as well, so I just looked like a typical young girl shopping with her friend, or so I thought. I was looking at confetti poppers, and was holding up two of them to show my friend who was standing like 5 meters away in another aisle, asking loudly, "Do you think I should buy these?" Q confused lady, CL, who looked about mid-50s, so not even that old. This conversation followed, CL, "Excuse me, do you know where this particular item is?" Me, "No sorry, I don't work here." I turned around to put the confetti poppers away, CL, "Can you just show me real quick where they are?" Me, again, "No, I don't work here." I have no idea at this point. I was sending help signals with my eyes to my friend, as I'm really not good with social interactions. CL, "I just need to buy a few of them for my daughter, and I can't seem to find them. Can't you just tell me where they are?" Me, "Listen, I don't work here. I do not work here. I'm 18, and I'm shopping myself," whilst screaming, just pronouncing every word very clearly, as maybe she had problems with her hearing. My friend is laughing his ass off and finally decides to come over to give me a sort of alibi, that I really am just another customer. CL, "What are you trying to say?" Me, "I'm a customer. Just like you. I walked in here in my own free time, picking up stuff for my own personal enjoyment. I do not work here, I'm just shopping." At this point an actual employee started packing shelves next to us, and CL must have connected the dots that all employees here are middle-aged women in a specific uniform, while I was neither middle-aged nor dressed in that uniform. She grabbed both of my arms, apologized a lot and saying, "You just look like you work here," and shuffled away. I wasn't mad, just super confused, and my friend wouldn't let me forget that one. Our next post is by Fredzard. This happened when I was 17, in 2007. I dropped out of school, but was still living with my dad, and working full-time. I'd moved away from my mum for reasons not reliant to this story. I'd been working at a grocery store down the street from the house we were living in for about a month before I quit. We traveled around a lot for dad's work. The work was great, and I got along well with most of the staff, some of the customers, not so much, but I was accused of stealing, which is why I quit. On my lunch break one day, my supervisor took my till into the back room for me, while I went for lunch. We were supposed to do it ourselves, but my naive self didn't think to question it. Not my smartest move. At the end of the day, when I was in the back room counting my till, I came up $50 short, which I knew was a mistake, because I would never steal money. My supervisor denied taking my till and the manager took her side, so I decided where they could shove the job. Onto the story. A week later I had to pick up the essentials, so I begrudgingly went there to get what I needed. I should mention that the store uniform was a bright red t-shirt and black pants, and I was wearing a light blue singlet and bright colored rainbow shorts. I was on my way to the deli when I heard someone behind me say "excuse me," but didn't think much of it as I no longer worked there. A few seconds later I heard someone say "excuse me," even louder, so I turned around. It was a customer I recognized as a Karen. She would come in every few days, and would expect everyone to bow to her every whim, and complain about prices or stock not being available. "Me, can I help you?" Probably the wrong thing to say, but the first thing that came out of my mouth: "Karen, we are the rice cakes." "Me, I dunno. Probably with the chips?" I had only ever worked at the register, so didn't know the layout of the store very well. "Karen, no they're not. Go find them for me." "Me, go find them yourself. I'm not your maid." "Karen, how dare you speak to me like that? I'm going to get you fired." "Me, finally understanding, I don't work here." "Karen, yes you do. You're here all the time. Why aren't you in uniform anyway?" "This is horrible customer service. I'll get you fired, young lady." "Me, I quit last week, so go your hardest. I'm glad I don't have to put up with nightmare twats like you anymore. So you can shove your ice cakes right up your freckle and find someone who cares." I didn't wait for a response and just turned and walked away. It felt so good to tell her where to shove it after putting up with her crap for a month. I received a call from Target the day after I'd quit regarding the job application I'd placed there, and was given a job there a few days later. I still can't believe my luck and the perfect timing. And although working at Target was better, it wasn't short on Karens, and I have many Karen stories from my work in retail, which I'll share in future posts. Thanks for reading. Our next post is by Smurf27. This is my first post, so be gentle. My summer work uniform consists of khaki pants and a plain red polo shirt, so you see where this is going. It's been very hot this week, and I decided to stop at Target on the way home from work to pick up some ice cream and popsicles for my family. I made it 10 feet into the store when someone asked me if I worked there. I kindly explained that I did not and moved on. Soon after, I was standing near the ice cream freezer with a shopping basket in my hand when a college kid asked me if the store carried a certain brand of ice cream. I showed her my basket and explained that I didn't work there, but realized that my outfit totally made me look like I did. We both had a good laugh about it and started looking for the ice cream brand together. While we were looking, a older woman stalked up to me and yelled, "You've been helping her long enough. Now show me where the dog food is." I held up my basket, now with several boxes of popsicles in it, and explained that I did not work there. She got really upset and told me that, even if I was on my break and shopping, that I still had to help her. I slowed down my speech and said I do not work in this store. That set her off, and she stormed off to find the manager and get me fired. The college kid next to me laughed through the whole incident and told me to post it here. Our next post is by Raise Rex. This was probably a month before the whole lockdown. I was buying Fire Emblem Three Houses, Amazing Game BTW. My casual wear includes my school ID card on an anime lanyard. I can kinda see how this lady messed me up as an employee, but still. While reading the back of the game, I hear a very entitled "excuse me" from behind me. I turn around and look at a lady a bit taller than me. I'm fairly short to begin with. I think she was trying to look at the games I was standing in front of, as it is a very small store, so I just stepped out of the way and apologize. "Excuse me. I've been waiting for 10 minutes. She yells. I didn't think I was reading for that long, but apologize again and keep reading the case. It's weird, but I like to." This apparently set her off. "No. Go do your job and ring up my son's game." At this point I realize she thought I worked there. "Oh, I don't work here." She didn't think I was telling the truth and yelled, "Of course you do. You're wearing an ID card. Ma'am, this is my school ID. I'm in high school. I'm too young to work in this establishment, I think, after I said that she took a good look at my card and it clicked for her. I'll admit it was ridiculous that no one was working the counter. Our next post is by Wacharad. First time posting. This happened sometime last year, so the conversation is a bit paraphrased. I work for an unarmed security company. Complete with uniform and badge. We aren't allowed to have weapons, but can defend ourselves or detain people for the police. I'm not one for confrontation, but I'm a large, scary looking guy. I'm over 6 feet and I look like a former Linebacker. Usually, if I stop at the store after work, I take off my uniform shirt, but that day was chilly and my undershirt is pretty thin. So I wore it into the store. I wasn't planning on buying anything, just checking prices for a birthday gift for my wife, so I didn't have a cart or basket. I notice a young woman, early 20s or younger I would guess. I never asked, come into my aisle. She looks scared, and is looking around, kinda panicked. She sees me, and makes a beeline for me. She says, hey, can you walk me to my car? Some creepy guy is following me. Now, this isn't the first time I've gotten this request and I absolutely never say no if a woman comes to me with a request like this. So I say yes, and we start heading to the front of the store. Halfway there, this guy pops out in front of and starts talking to her, saying that she forgot to give him her number. I step between them and tell him that she does not appreciate him following her and that he will be removed from the store if he persists. Obviously I don't work there, but he doesn't know that. He responds that is his girlfriend and that they are just having a little fight. She is shaking her head with every word he speaks. I tell him it's time for him to leave and he flips out and starts screaming at me. It takes all of 10 seconds for a bunch of people to notice, including one employee who pulls out a radio and starts talking to someone. As this guy yells at me, I keep myself firmly between him and the woman and repeat that he needs to leave in a calm voice. I figured that a manager would be by soon enough, so I wasn't overly worried. And sure enough, a manager and some of the actual store security, they have store loggers on polos and look nothing like my uniform. They ended up restraining him as he kept alternating between screaming and cursing at me and the employees and begging the young woman to just tell them he is her boyfriend. I overheard while she was talking to store security that she had never met the guy before. I explained that I was just shopping and didn't work there as I walked her to her car and we had a good laugh over that misunderstanding. She was very grateful that I helped regardless. Our last post is by 11 Bravo NRD. I currently work as a commercial electrician and our company is the go-to for Aldi when it comes to remodels of their stores. A majority of the remodels are extensions on the existing buildings, so for the first month or so we work in the new area while the store is open with a temporary wall separating us. Customers get used to seeing construction going on while still being able to shop. Signs are regularly posted informing the customers when the store will be shut down, and several days before many of the Aldi employees inform them of the store's temporary closure. So shutdown happens, and there are many more trades all working there at the same time. Heavy equipment is brought in, that is cranes, forklifts, boom lifts, cement trucks, etc. It is obviously an active construction site and most of the time fencing is placed around the building and more signs are posted the store is closed and to keep out. Yet all this does little to stop the swarms of zombie customers still trying to come inside and shop. They move the gate to drive in, squeeze between the fence, step over construction materials, ignore the shouts of the construction workers, all to enter the building, and be confused as to why the shelves, or lack thereof, are bare and they can't get the Aldi deal on quinoa. Now to the good part. We are 3 to 4 weeks into shutdown and the typical sights, sounds, and smells of construction can be heard emanating from the building. Enters an oblivious Karen. She walked through all the aforementioned obstructions, ignored the signs, toned out the plumber who told her the store is closed, and is just standing several yards inside the store. Seeing the confusion on her face, I tell her the store is closed, but she fails to hear me. I walk closer as she is about to be standing underneath a welder with molten slag falling from the ceiling. I reiterate the store is closed, but the sights of 40 guys all doing different types of labor has clouded her mind. She then sees me, and asks, "Are y'all still open?" Fed up with this woman's ineptitude, I call upon my skills of being a combat veteran who has learned to yell with a voice so booming that God himself would tell me to SDFU, "I can hear you up here. I don't work here, but the store is closed. You need to leave now." Even with my message being so loud and clear that workers in the back of the store stop and look at the commotion, the simple Karen still can't get the message. All she has heard is "I don't work here," and continues her trek further into the store. I now come face to face with her, as there have been instances of people trying to come on active construction projects to get injured and sue the company in charge. Being the simple mammal she is, Karen is stunned that her pilgrimage is being blocked by me and asks, "Can I just get a few things?" My mind locked up tighter than a safe at Fort Knox. My brain plays the Windows XP sound as I take a second for it to reboot. I gesture towards the empty and demoed shelves and ask her, "What is she going to buy?" My point blank blast of sarcasm is too little to pierce the veil of stupidity of this Karen, who takes the sweeping gesture as an invitation to be my guest and tries to continue the perilous journey in search of sustenance. Finally, reinforcements have arrived as the general contractor approaches and physically walks her out, telling her the store is closed and she needs to leave before she is hurt or the police are called. It finally ends as the Karen concedes with a final retort of, "Well, I never." That's it for Edit Reddit. I hope you enjoyed. Please leave a good rating, as that really helps me out.